Hey everybody, this is Pastor Rich, the media pastor here at New Hope Central Oahu. And before we start that countdown, I first wanted to just greet you and say thank you for joining us at Church Online. One of the things we're trying to do here is to create an experience for you that's not just watching church, but is just as engaging and exciting as walking into church in real life. And so to that end, one of the things we'd invite you to do is to go ahead and engage with us in chat. Use your real name. That way people can know who you are, say hi, ask about your family, and just you can be part of that community just like it was real church, as if you were walking through the doors. And so the other thing we wanted to let you know, too, is that there are people standing by who would love to pray with you. And, you know, to do that, to access them, there's a live prayer feature right here. So if you click that button, someone, you know, is going to connect with you and be able to pray with you in person, somebody you know from our church. And then also, there's also the opportunity to call somebody if you would rather just be on the phone. And so that number will be posted throughout the service. And then lastly, if ever you wish to, or you just want to send a note, you can use the connection card to send a prayer request. And so one more thing I wanted to tell you about today is that we're going to be doing something for the first time all together as a church, and that's going to be communion. You may have heard about it already. This may be the first time someone's telling you, but one of the things I want to invite you to do as the countdown is playing, if you haven't done so already, is to go around your house and find some bread, find some juice, so that when that time of our service happens, you're prepared and ready for communion with the whole church together online. It's going to be awesome. So with that, let's go ahead and get this countdown started and praise and worship the Lord together as a church ohana.
So glad that you're with us again on our online services at our Mililani campus to worship the Lord with us. And even if we are apart, we still can worship together because we are mobera together, even if we are apart. And this morning we'll be doing something special. Yes, special, because we'll be celebrating communion this morning. So if you have not had the chance to get some bread now and some juice, because after our time of worship, where we can totally engage in this worship experience, we'll be taking communion and breaking bread together as a church. So let's worship the Lord now with all our hearts.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning. The sound that saved a wretch. We just thank you so much for your amazing grace. We thank you so much, especially on this Palm Sunday, Lord Jesus. We throw open the doors to our hearts, our homes, and our lives for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to enter in. And we just welcome you. We welcome your presence. We glorify you. I pray your blessing over each and every home, over each and every family this morning, Father God. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. So we want to invite you to remain in a spirit, in an attitude of worship, because this weekend, very special, we get to take communion together for the first time online all together. And so if you haven't already, I want to invite you to go and get, you know, whatever you have, some bread, some juice, and we're going to take communion together as a family. And so this morning, just to share a little bit about communion, there are three things that we want to talk about. You guys want to help us talk about communion today?
Yeah.
All right. So the first thing that's so important about communion is that communion was God's idea. It was Jesus's idea, and he told us to do it. And the reason he told us to do it is the second thing, is because communion reminds us of what? Died on the cross. Communion reminds us that Jesus died on the cross. And why did Jesus have to die on the cross?
Because the
mean guys saw that God was... Yeah, the mean guys, right? And when Jesus died on the cross, what did that do for us? To be our friend, exactly. Because of our sin, we were separated from Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross,
be our friend.
Yeah, it washed away our sins so that we could be God's friend. And so we take communion to remind us of what Jesus did for us and his love for us. What does the communion represent?
Apple.
What's the juice? What does the juice remind us of? The blood of Jesus. Judah, do you know what the bread reminds us of?
Bread.
Not the blood. Evangeline, do you know? The body.
The body of Jesus.
Something very important is that communion is a special thing, but it's for certain people. It's for people who believe in Jesus. Do you guys believe in Jesus?
Do you believe in Jesus?
Have you invited Jesus into your heart?
Yes.
In your heart?
Yes.
Yes. So are you guys ready to take communion now?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mommy, can you hand us the communion elements? We have our juice, which represents the blood of Jesus. And what are these, guys?
Cookies.
Cookies. All right. So let's take our juice. We can hand up the juice.
Don't eat it yet.
The juice right there until Daddy says we can drink the juice.
Let's pray, Judah. We're going to pray. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for communion. We thank you for this powerful reminder of your love for us, your body that was broken for us, your blood that was shed for us, so that indeed we could be your friend. We could experience your love. We thank you for cleansing us, for purifying us, for washing us white as snow. And Lord, this morning together as a church Ohana, we take communion together. First, we receive the bread that symbolizes your body. Your body was broken so that we could be the body of Christ. And even though we're separated right now, we are one, we are united, we are part of the same body, and not even distance can keep us apart. And so we receive this bread together in Jesus' name, yes, in remembrance of your body. Okay, guys, let's eat the body together. And Lord, we also lift up this juice, which represents your blood that was shed for us. We thank you for sacrificing yourself for us and for cleansing us through your love and your sacrifice on the cross. Mm-hmm. So we remember you today, we worship you, and we receive this in remembrance of your love. So go ahead, mm-hmm, church, let's receive of the cup together in remembrance of Jesus' blood that was shed for us.
Thank you.
Let's drink our juice, guys.
Okay, you can drink the juice. Can you drink?
Yeah, I'm choking.
All right. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
I want to eat another one.
We love you guys. God bless. We hope to see you guys again soon. Amen.
I trust that that time of communion was special this morning, even if we weren't together physically to participate in communion, but that was a special time for you. Well, now I would like to share with you some important announcements. Of course, all of us know that next weekend we'll be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ through our Easter services. Yes, it's not going to be like any other Easter services that we are going to be celebrating. Yes, because we'll still be apart physically. But even more, I hope that we can celebrate together Easter online and do it in such a way that we still can praise and worship Jesus for being our King. And this is how you can celebrate Easter with us. Tune in online next weekend and also pray about inviting a friend or a family member to our church services. And you may be thinking, how can we do so? There's no way to invite them physically to a location. Well, in the past, we've given out cards for you to give out and hand out to people. Well, instead of doing that, what we'll be doing as the pastors is we'll be giving these video invites, these short video invites that you can get online, and we'll be making that available to you. Or even better, you can personally invite someone to take in our Easter services next weekend. So let's make this Easter, even if we can't be all together and celebrating Jesus's resurrection, let's make this even special. Especially in this time where people are looking so much for hope and the promise that Jesus can be there for them in their difficulties. Now watch these omni-announcements.
Thank you, Pastor Earl. I'm Pastor Rich, and first off, let me welcome you to New Hope Mililani Online. If this is your first time with us, we'd love the opportunity to say hi and get to know you better. It's our desire here to create a community that you can belong to, not just create a program that you can watch. Towards that end, we'd love to invite you to fill out our Mililani Online Connection Card. It's easy to do, takes 30 seconds, and we won't spam you. It's your opportunity to get more information about the church, its ministries, and share comments and prayer requests with the pastors and the prayer team. We have a bunch of announcements to share with you, so let's go ahead and get to it. As Pastor Earl mentioned, we are doing Easter next week at Church Online. It's never been easier to invite your friends to church for Easter Sunday because now you can invite your friends, no matter where in the world they live, to join you in the service that you're in. In addition to the ways that Pastor Earl mentioned, you can also use the share buttons below the video to invite your friends. So make a list and get started doing that today. As you're doing that, let me tell you about some of the opportunities we have for midweek worship. Starting this Tuesday, and every Tuesday for as long as the quarantine lasts, the Rosarios are hosting a Tuesday night worship. What an opportunity to enter into God's presence in the middle of the week and uphold the value of worship. You can find them on Instagram by searching New Hope Haleiwa. But the big news is that they will be hosting a Good Friday live worship concert on Friday, and that's not something you're going to want to miss. I can think of no better way to prepare for the Easter weekend than to spend an evening in worship with our church family. You can again find them on Instagram by searching New Hope Haleiwa. Okay, more to talk about, so let's keep moving. I wanted to remind you about the Right Now Media resource that we have as a church. The church has purchased a free membership to the Netflix of Christian Bible Studies called Right Now Media, and every member of our church can access that. The people at Right Now Media have created a special Bible study resource that specifically tackles the anxiety that we feel during this COVID-19 crisis. And it addresses these four issues: anxiety about the uncontrollable, anxiety about the economy, anxiety about isolation, and anxiety when the church can't meet. So if you're new, indicate on your connection card that you'd like to make New Hope Central Oahu your home church, and then that way we can send you an invite. And if we've sent you an invite before, but you never got quite around to, you know, activating that invite, then let us know by filling out the Right Now Media sign-up form, and that way we can help you get started and get that rolling for you. Lastly, a quick reminder that some of our pastors are still vlogging on the Hope Vlogs, and Aloha teams are still out there aloha-ing. And so that means they're out there meeting the needs and sharing love in our communities. So check out either of those by visiting our website, nhcuhawaii.org. So now is our time to continue in worship through giving. Now, if you are new to New Hope Mililani, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we would encourage you to give as the Lord leads you to. How? By clicking on the Give link at the top of the page, by going to our website, nhcuhawaii.org, and clicking the Give via PushPay button in the upper right. Or you can even do this. It's really simple. If you take out your phone and you text to the number 77977 and you text the letters NHCO, then they will give you prompts on how to give that way as well. So let's go ahead and pray for the offering. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to give. Lord, thank you that you are still out there, still in control, still alive in the world, God. And Lord, we just want to express our trust in you more than in the things that we have, God. No amount of toilet paper is going to make us feel secure in this world, but Lord, only you can. So Father, Lord, use these gifts to further your kingdom, to spread the word and your glory throughout our communities and our islands. And Lord, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, Pastor Mike.
Aloha, everyone. Good to see you. Mike Palumbo here. And hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm at the beach. I know we're not supposed to be like, you know, loitering around the beach and sitting. But I figured like it's, you know, it's early in the morning, you know, and nobody's here. So, you know, we'll be fine. I think it'll be okay. So, sorry, officer. I guess I got to go now. Officer wants me to leave. Okay, so we'll see you guys in a little while. That's better. Well, so here I am in my backyard. And actually, this is one of my most favorite places to be during this pandemic. I just come back here and spend time with Jesus. And this place actually has a very, very profound significance in my life. And I'm going to explain a little bit later on why it's significant also in all of our lives. So, but that's, I'll tell you that at the very end of our message today. So today is very, very exciting because this is the bicentennial celebration of the coming of Christianity to Hawaii. So, our series, God's Kingdom in Hawaii, has been really leading up to this weekend. So this is the weekend. To be precise, it was April the 4th, 1820, where the missionaries set foot on the shores of Kailua Kona on the Big Island. And they began their amazing journey to bring Jesus to the people of Hawaii. And as we know, it resulted in the greatest awakening that Hawaii had ever seen. And this was 1820. And thousands and thousands of Hawaiian people gave their hearts to Jesus. It was a wonderful, wonderful revival. And really the work of some very, very bold missionaries like Hiram Bingham and his crew who started it all, but also inspired by, as we learned in week one, Henry Opokaia, the first Hawaiian who gave his heart to Jesus. So let's just review really quickly the result of that revival. So here's a slide that shows you what exactly happened back then. 83% of Hawaii had come to Christ. Isn't that amazing? That's so awesome. They also taught the Hawaiian people how to read. And so they had a 75% literacy rate, which is really the second highest literacy rate in all the world at that time, second only to Scotland. And the Hawaiian monarchy had come to Christ, which is what we talked about last week, especially the queens were super significant to the movement at that time. And the Christians had helped to establish Christian education, commerce, and governance. And so they established the constitutional government and really gave more power to the people, which was amazing. All of this because of Christianity. So the Hawaiian language had like more of an oral tradition. Well, the Christians helped them to develop a written language. And of course, this is very significant because it led to the Hawaiian translation of the Bible. Come on, the good and special book. The Hawaiian people had this beautiful tradition of chanting, but they learned from the Christians how to sing melody. And so Christian song was added to the Hawaiian culture. And praise God, So if it wasn't for the Christians, we wouldn't have C&K, Kalapana, right? All of those, our favorites. So a tremendous, tremendous revival took place. Really, the first great awakening of Hawaii. So I want to fast forward now to today. So where is the Christian church today in Hawaii 200 years later in the 21st century? So here is a graphic for us. And as we can see, there are approximately 38% of the people in Hawaii that are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, 13% are Buddhist or Mormon or JWs, Jehovah's Witnesses or Jews, etc. And then 27% don't consider themselves to have any kind of religion. So if you ask Hawaii people today, there's a survey done, a Pew Research poll back in 2014. If you ask them today, do you believe in God? 62% said with absolute certainty they believe in God. Isn't that amazing? That's awesome. 18% are fairly certain. So that means that 80%, which is basically kind of where we left off at the end of the last Great Awakening, still are certain, either fairly certain or absolutely certain, that there is a God. 11% are uncertain. 9% said no. And then, how often do you attend church? Well, 28% said every week. That's over one-fourth of the population of Hawaii go to church every single week, just like you guys are doing right now online. 38% go at least monthly, sometimes two times a month. And then 34%, or about a third of the people, do not go to church or hardly ever go to church. So that's remarkable. 66% of Hawaii people attend church at least on some kind of regular basis. And there's a graphic of it there of how often people attend church. So this is really astounding news. Basically, the kingdom of God just has continued to advance. So Jesus taught us to pray this way, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we've been praying that his kingdom would come and his will be done in Hawaii as it is in heaven. So let me just comment a little bit on this, because this is super, super awesome. I want to take you back to ancient Israel. So here is ancient Israel. Here I am in Caesarea Philippi. There's actually a cave back there. You see that there? And when we were here last fall, we got to experience the Holy Land and the Bible in 3D. So this is the place where the kingdom of God began to expand all throughout the world. And so it was from here that was an apostle named Paul who got really lit up in his faith. And he wanted to just preach the gospel and plant churches everywhere. And he wanted to go to a place called Bithynia, or he wanted to go to Asia. But interestingly, the Holy Spirit said, no, you can't go there. The Holy Spirit prevented him from taking the gospel east. So he prayed about it, and he had a vision. And this was a vision of a man from Macedonia. Now, that's west of where he was. It's like Greece. So it's interesting then that Paul, he got sent west. And so instead of the gospel being translated into Indian or Sanskrit or, someplace east to where he was, Chinese, instead, the gospel was translated into Greek. And so we have all the letters of Paul and the entire New Testament all written in Greek as the gospel of the kingdom went west. And eventually, Europe had a massive Great Awakening. It expanded into England. And then it came to the shores of America, and the gospel of the kingdom advanced to America. And so, as we know, the Pilgrims were all wonderful believers, Puritans, and they established, the church in the New World, and the gospel continued to go west. And as you know, west of California is Hawaii. It's us. So missionaries actually came, as we know, from Boston, the New England area, and they came to Hawaii, another great awakening. So if we keep moving west, what is west of Hawaii? So now we see the gospel expanded into Asia and into China. The biggest church on planet Earth right now is mainland China. Where is the fastest growing Christian church in the world today? Well, if you Google that, the fastest growing church in the world today is Iran. Yep, Iran. So we see that the gospel of the kingdom has circled the globe. Now, there are lots of prophecies in the Bible that have to do with Israel coming back together again as a nation. I will gather you from the four corners of the earth, the Lord says. But it's like, you know, since 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the temple, destroyed Israel, there was no nation of Israel. For thousands of years, those prophecies didn't make any sense. Until 1948, the fact that Israel is now a nation again is a telltale sign that we are at the end. And look where the gospel has gone, completely around the globe and back to Israel. So folks, we're at a very, very significant moment in history right now. Can you see it? God's kingdom has basically gone all over the world. In the summer of 1994, that I first heard the Lord's voice in my mind say, Mike, you're not going to be in youth ministry forever. Now, this was a shocking thought to me because I had been a youth minister for 14 years. It was all I knew. It was all I wanted to do. It was something I thought I'd be doing for the rest of my life. That set me on a course. And in 1995, Niuopuahu began, and I joined Pastor Wayne and Niuopuahu from the very beginning that summer. Remarkable, almost like Hawaii's second great awakening. It was crazy. And then, and here's how, you know, this spot is significant to all of us at New Hope Central Oahu. I felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to start a church. And that church became New Hope Central Oahu. So you see, friends, this is actually where the church began. It was such a significant moment that I decided to build an altar to the Lord, almost like a kind of shrine to that summer in 1994, when God spoke to me so clearly in my heart. And it's been my privilege and my honor to be the founder and the pastor of this wonderful, wonderful fellowship for these past 21 years. The reason I tell you that story today is because there's another prayer that the Lord taught us. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 38, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, send out more laborers, more workers into his harvest. Our church started with just me, Mona, and the kids, like five of us, and Caleb was a baby. But now look how many there are. And we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers from three campuses. We have full-time staff, an amazing, amazing board of directors, and all of you. It's like incredible. You see, when you pray the prayer, Lord, send more workers into your harvest, you have 100% assurance that Jesus is going to answer that prayer. And so that's why we're all here. That's where you came from. You are an answer to prayer. Let's continue to advance his kingdom. Pick up where all these wonderful pioneers, Henry Opokahia, Hiram and Sybil Bingham, Elisha Loomis, and Queen Kahumanu and all the queens. Let's take up that legacy. Let's pick up where they left off. Amen. Aloha ke kua. God bless you. Love you guys. Bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for this weekend, Lord. This is the bicentennial celebration of when you came to these Hawaiian islands. And God, I, for one, am a product of that. I came to Christ here. So many of us came to Jesus here. The first thing we want to do, Lord, is just give an opportunity for people who have not come to Christ to come to Christ right now. So if you are here and you have not yet given your heart to Jesus, would you open your heart to Jesus right now? Just pray this prayer. Just say, Heavenly Father, go ahead, just pray that prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross and taking away my sin. I believe in you. I receive you. I turn away from my sin to follow you. And now make me a part of your kingdom. I just declare that you are my Savior and you are my King. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and you are my King. And welcome into the kingdom of God. And friends, if you've come to Christ and you've not yet become a worker in his harvest, we're praying for you to be activated. Just like I had a moment, right here in my backyard, and the Lord spoke to me about planting a church. Lord, I pray in the same way, you will speak to people right now about what they are to do to expand your kingdom, to advance your kingdom. Put it in people's hearts right now to lead an Ohana group, to go talk to friends, to go talk to family, to go FaceTime with them right now. Thank you, Lord, for our sister Gail Nita, who led her cousin to Jesus this past week. Lord, we just want to pray for more. Ignite your children right now. Set us on fire to tell people about you with all the love and joy in our hearts. In Jesus' name. All God's children said, amen, amen. Well, God bless you guys. Aloha ke kua. Next week is Easter. And we're looking forward to that. Until then, aloha.
Well, thank you so much for engaging with us on our online services this weekend. And for all the decisions that were made this weekend for the Lord, we want to give God thanks for that. Well, next week is going to be a great weekend. It's going to be Easter. So take the opportunity to invite your friends and family members to our Easter services. Also, if you have any prayer of any kind, please stick around and engage with our online prayer ministers. They would love to pray with you. But until next week, aloha.